Over the weekend, large groups of demonstrators gathered at airports around the country. The three-month ban in President Trump's executive order applies to people coming to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries. And here again was that scene at Hartsfield-Jackson.
Show me what an immigrant looks like.
This is what an immigrant looks like.
Show me what a Muslim looks like.
This is what a Muslim looks like.
Show me what an immigrant
On Saturday, federal immigration officials at Atlanta's airport detained and then later released 11 people who were returning from Iran. They were all permanent legal residents. They were detained as part of the president's immigration order. Immigration attorney Sarah Owings was at the airport this weekend to assist them. She's an immigration attorney in Atlanta. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. It sounds like you had a busy weekend.
It was a very busy weekend. I feel like I've had very little sleep, but I feel like we've come a long way with our organizational structure, so that's good.
Did someone call you to come down to the airport?
Yes, I got a call from a friend from Project South. She had heard reports that someone was detained who needed an ASL interpreter, and that, of course, sparked concern. This was Saturday morning. It was just hours after the executive order had been announced. And so I said, well, who's there right now? I don't know. And I'm in charge. I'm actually in charge of the Georgia-Alabama section of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. So I, you know, I'm checking Facebook. I'm checking all my email, and I don't see that anyone's there. So I went. And I was the first one on the ground. There was no one there other than families who were confused and waiting to find out about their loved ones.
And were you allowed by officials to go back and speak with the detainees?
No, not at all. When I initially approached CBP, the
Customs
office,
and Border.
Yeah, Customs and Border Protection, the office that's located within the arrivals terminal, they just said no comment. They continuously said no comment to everything. We were directed to their public affairs officer. However, I don't believe we've gotten a single phone call back or email back since Saturday to the number that we were to reach. So from that point, we started trying to file paperwork to represent the people who were detained, who were lawful permanent residents. That paperwork was not accepted. The officials actually pushed the documents back under the window and would not allow them to be put into the file such that we could go and discuss the cases with the people who were detained.
Again, I want to repeat, these were legal permanent residents. Can you explain what that means? Because there are a lot of different foreign nationals who come to the U.S. under different categorizations.
Yes. Immigration law, it's extremely complicated. And there's the alphabet soup of the different types of visas. But legal permanent residents are green card holders. They're people who have already gone through a vetting process. They, typically it takes...
A vetting process can take how long?
It can take anywhere from months to years. It's a minimum of probably 6 months is what you're looking at, a federal background check. They do look at certain sort of like social factors to try and like check social media these days, or certain things they can look at and find out to make sure that you're not a threat to our nation, that you don't have any crimes. There are extensive checks that go on. There's a medical exam. There's all kinds of stuff that you have to do to get lawful permanent residency.
Okay, I want to play you this comment from former Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston of Savannah. He says this executive order is meant to make things more stable.
He's inherited a mess from the Obama administration. We've had a very significant refugee crisis, and what the Trump administration is trying to balance national security, human crisis, and immigration security. So this is part of his comprehensive approach.
He is right in that there has been a lot of criticism of the immigration system, of how difficult it is to get work permits, to get green cards, to come to the U.S. Is that portion correct, that there is the process right now is unstable and chaotic?
The process right now has several flaws. There are certain immigrant visa categories in order to obtain a green card where if you filed for your family member, you would not have a visa that was currently available to you for over 100 years. And that's not a joke. That's actually how long it would take before you would get through the process such that a visa was available. Obviously, the system must be reformed. President Obama worked really hard to try to get everyone to the table to make some kind of comprehensive immigration reform, because immigration is directed by Congress. Congress has to make a law. The president has to sign it. But Congress was not able to agree on what to have for breakfast for the last 8 years. They could not figure out what to do. As a result, We didn't have that. So Obama tried to do what he could with executive orders, much like what the president did last week. However, the implementation was extremely different. Whenever Obama had some kind of executive order on immigration, it took months to implement. He went and discussed it with every single agency all the way on down to see exactly how it would affect the people that were, Americans working for the government, to see how their processes would change internally. He discussed it to see how it would affect people who were seeking services from the government. So, you know, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, they're a fee-based service provider that provides immigration benefits. You pay a lot of money for those benefits. And to try and make sure that the process was streamlined and smooth and focused on customer service, to see what they could do. They also discussed it with the private bar, groups like the American Immigration Lawyers Association.
Which is your group?
My group, the American Immigration Council. All those groups, we got a heads up when there was something coming down the pike and there were notice and comments.
You're mentioning this
periods.
Because it appears it didn't happen this time and it created a lot of confusion.
In the first week of the administration, the big difference that I've seen is that things are just made by decree. And then everyone has to figure it out afterwards, which is why we had people stuck in the airport all weekend.
And it's one of the reasons I'm not asking about the meanings or implications of the executive order, because even from the White House, the message on those meanings keeps changing. We haven't quite established yet
Correct.
Whether green card holders are included or are not included in this ban. I want to, though, read you this tweet that the president sent out this morning. He said, and if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Atlanta immigration attorney Sarah Owings, who was at the airport this weekend trying to obtain the release of 11 permanent residents of the U.S. who were detained there. Now, Donald Trump tweeted this out this morning. He said, if the ban were announced with a one-week notice, the bad would rush into our country during that week. A lot of bad dudes out there. Okay, and I want to join that to this comment again from former Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston, who says this is, in fact, about security.
One of the Paris attackers had a fake Syrian passport. FBI Director Comey has testified before Congress that we really don't have information that's sufficient to vet people properly. And so what the Trump administration's doing is trying to look around the corner and say, okay, what could happen and how can we prevent it?
Okay, so if you did have a fake Syrian passport and this travel ban were in place, you would not be allowed to come into the United States.
That would be not the nationality I would pick for a fake passport if I was going to try to get into the U.S. But also, we have really great systems to detect fake passports already in place, so it's not likely that someone would get through with that kind of a document. Also, when you're discussing, you know, people being able to rush in this week.
Yeah, within a week.
Within a week. Typically, the process to obtain even a non-immigrant visa, it can be, you know, 2 months to 6 months to get it, or even longer. It can take, you know, it can take years to get approved for that kind of stuff with administrative processing. And people are already checking really carefully from certain places. It seems like that's just not, it's not true. And it seems like it's something that the administration and former congressmen don't understand about immigration.
Okay, and the reason that we are going to the former Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston so often is because so far there has been silence from most of all of Georgia's congressional delegation, including our governor and senators, on the response to this travel ban. Jack Kingston was the first one so far who has voiced support. So I want to hear from him one more time and get your legal opinion on what he is saying here. Here is Jack Kingston.
This is not targeted to Muslims, and the miscategorization of it should be restrained from because it doesn't help a constructive dialogue. But I do think that the opportunity to get to a safer place from here is great, and that people should participate in that process.
Now, Sarah, this is a really important question because this issue, this executive order, will end up in court. And the question will be, is there a religious test embedded into this executive order that works against Muslims and works for other religions? What do you think?
Well, if we had more information from the government about exactly what questions are being asked of people who are being subjected to this quote-unquote extreme vetting that is going on at the airports, and this is for permanent residents. We're not sure what's happening with people who have non-immigrant visas who've been caught up in this because they're not coming out, to my knowledge. It's only permanent residents that are being admitted still. And so we don't know. We don't know what question. I've heard I've heard a variety of things about the types of questions that CBP officials are asking people detained at the airport.
Again, that's Customs and Border Protection.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
I'm hearing a variety of things about what the questions sort of pertain to. Nothing confirmed. And
yeah, there appear to be reports from all over the country that the questions are quite different.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's part of the administration not explaining exactly what this extreme vetting means and not having any sort of external information provided.
So give me an idea. We have about 2 minutes left. Give me an idea about the people that were detained. Who are these people?
These are lawful permanent residents. These are people who
they live in the U.S.
This is their home. This is where they live. This is, I mean, you know, they have a house, a cars, pets. They have kids, schools for their kids. Place. I mean, people, imagine like you put your pet at, you know, doggy daycare to go to Mexico for the weekend and you come back and suddenly you're not allowed back in. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about people that would not be allowed to return to their homes. It's extremely disturbing that this would happen. And fortunately, the 11 people got through on Saturday. I know there were some more people detained overnight for an extended period of time last night. But around the country, we're hearing other stories. We're hearing that permanent residents have been made to sign the form I-407, which is the form that relinquishes your permanent residency while they're in the air before they even land in the U.S. We have other permanent residents who were not allowed to board their flights at airports that are foreign airports who have been stuck outside of the U.S. It's created mass confusion for those people. Additionally, people who have non-immigrant visas, who've gone through that vetting process, they have not been admitted. Those visas have been automatically revoked.
Yeah.
We've had people who, you know, I know of a woman coming in to get married, a fiance.
Yeah.
Also, she's going to have to cancel her wedding. It's crazy.
That is Atlanta immigration attorney Sarah Owings. Thank you so much.
Thank you.